Wait, start again.
He's just seeing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team and by the letter S for style.
And I was going to say the letter C for circus.
There you go. And the color orange. So we are the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. We are led by Bougie Bruce.
Whatever.
Bruce Flommer is the owner and founder and creative genius.
Rabble rouser.
Behind the team.
I'm loving all of this. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
More adjectives.
And then there's me, Sane Stacy. I am the one that speaks for the people.
Oh,
and then,
Lord.
Of course, we have Beck, who has thoughts and likes to share them. And then
yes,
we have long-suffering Lady P, who is the actual brains behind this operation.
And she's not here
and
today.
And she's not here, which means
we miss you, Lady P.
Yes.
We're going off the rails real quick.
Off the rails real quick. Hey, I just went, before we go off the rails, before we start getting on the rails, I need to say something. I listened to the show last week.
Uh-huh.
There was not a lot of love for me. I thought I was missed. I was not.
Excuse
missed.
Me. I was doing the hey, hey, hey.
Well, I did hear the
you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, thank you.
But, you know,
okay. There
wasn't a lot.
Well, the smallest violin in the world is playing for you right now. You probably can't hear it. So, meanwhile.
Oh, my God.
You know, we always
actually
miss you.
I did get some feedback about our episode last week. A friend of mine who just got back from being in Italy also commented that one other reason to pack a carry-on when you're traveling, especially sometimes on different levels of tickets, is the cost of checking a bag. Like, they paid $75 to check one bag.
Oh, wow.
So she said that's another argument for packing light and carrying on.
Well, there you
so,
go.
Anyway,
you go.
Yeah, we didn't even touch on that. So
well, there
look
you
at
go.
That.
All right. So, hey. Beck.
Hey.
Hey, Beck.
What's
in the
news?
ooh, I like the ensemble. So this is definitely more of a commentary news section. Last night, the American Music Awards were held, and there was a lot, some good, some bad. We're going to really more focus on mostly the good today. First of all,
with no commentary?
Pink, I know, that's off.
Well, a little bit, of course, commentary. So let's just talk about Pink, who is, you know, I just adore her, and right. I love her showing up on the red carpet in a vintage Bob Mackey, you know, sort of Cher inspired black and gold, you know, and yes, Stace, you love it. It was covered with like tassels and, you know, fringe.
That's
so,
girl.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, then also later on, she like sang Hopelessly Devoted to You as a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I've been belting it out around my house all day today. So anyway, and I also really liked Dove Cameron, who I don't really listen to her. She's not my style, but I love that she dedicated her award to the LGBTQ community. I thought that was really pretty cool. But, you know, it was also interesting because, Stace, I thought you were represented well by both Meghan Trainor and Kodak Black, who both wore bright fuchsia suits, head to toe pink. So
nice.
I thought, yes. Yeah. And I thought, you know, also, you know, I don't know. There were a couple fails for me.
Come on, Beck. We got to have the fails.
Well, Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, you know, the it's a purple suit with spikes all over it. And all I could think of was that horror movie, you know, and I thought, no. And then Bebe Rexha, I don't know what that thing was with the ruffles and the, you know, it just was a lot of fabric for her little tiny frame. So anyway, you know, I thought interesting, and this is total sidebar. They both looked great, but Lionel Richie showed up with his girlfriend, both in black, very classic. But let's just point out that he's 73. Let's just say she's a little younger. She's only 33. So, you know, well done, Lionel, I suppose. But speaking of elder gentlemen, Smokey Robinson just looked fantastic. Red brocade jacket. Just the man is nothing but class. He's 82 and he just looked fantastic. And I thought, you know what? He's got nothing left to prove. He's probably just there to have fun. So, you know,
I met
anyway.
Smokey Robinson a long time ago.
Did you really?
When I worked for this smooth jazz radio station and he was really cool.
Yeah, really cool. He seems like he'd be really cool. Like, yeah. He keeps showing up at these things, and he just seems like he's doing it just because it's a fun thing to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely, you can tell.
Like, he's not trying to prove anything. He's just
it's his world.
Fun.
He's just having fun,
which
it's great.
I just kind of love. So, anyway, I thought that was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's really all. I mean, just some of the, I will admit, some of the fashion fails to me are people that I don't really follow their music, and I don't really.
I know, doesn't it make you feel old?
Yeah, a little
like
bit.
I'm like, who are these young whippersnappers on the red carpet? I've never heard of this person.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, red carpets are almost always fun. So there's always something really good and always something really bad.
Speaking of not red carpet, our subject that we're talking today, we're going to tackle something that we actually have never actually talked about. And it's how to prepare and prep for headshots, professional headshots, dating profiles, even, you know, family photos that are coming up because the holidays are upon us. So there's going to be a lot of photos being taken.
Opportunities for dating pics.
Yeah. Well, you know what I would say, though, Bruce? I'd say it is a little bit related to the red carpet because these artists are all choosing how they represent themselves. And I think when you're doing a headshot, you're choosing how you represent yourself. So to me, it's just a different format of how do you represent yourself.
I like that. There you go. I like that.
Well, and, you know, we shouldn't be schizophrenic in how we show up in our photos and our life.
Right.
Right. Right. That's a very good point.
And so, you know, we can start with like the corporate headshot photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think it's really important to be aware of the culture, the work culture that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or if you're an entrepreneur or whatever it is, it should represent who you are. You probably are in that profession because you're drawn to it. Like
right.
your
Absolutely.
Personality is yeah. aligned with whatever the, hopefully, whatever the company is and whatever it is that you do for a living. So that's something that, you know, it would be wildly inappropriate as a, for instance, somebody who works with others' image mm-hmm. for you to show up in something that is like a boring old suit and tie.
Absolutely.
Like you need to show up.
Yeah, you need right. to be next level.
Right. And so.
I like that. Next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then that says something about, because you do wear a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's therefore appropriate for you to be wearing a suit. However, mm-hmm. how you wear it is going to be different. Or somebody that works in tech, you know, unless you are, what's his face? Doofus himself. Facebook guy.
You mean Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, that one. You know.
Go hold back, Stace. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, you know, like. He is, his brand was, it was something that was done in college where you wore
yes.
a hoodie and sweats and jeans. And so he has
and
maintained
has
that.
It has changed.
It has changed.
It has
and
changed.
With leadership, it has changed.
Mm-hmm.
The point being that if you work in a tech environment,
right.
then, you know, how you dress and how you look should somewhat reflect the culture
right.
that you're in.
Right. I also yeah. think that, especially that professional headshots, we get many people asking us about this. And we have to. I think you have to know what the background is going to be. So you have to ask that question. What is it going to be? The color of the background. Is it going to be a black and white picture?
Right.
That makes a huge difference.
And if you have both done, like mm-hmm. if you're having, you know, black and white photos and color photos done, mm-hmm. you know, either bring a change of clothes.
Yes.
Or with then a black and white photo, you may need to wear darker colors.
Absolutely, because it shows
right.
up better in black and white.
Also, people think you can't wear
and
pattern.
Think about patterns.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, for
yeah.
black and white, you got to think about patterns,
right.
too. So, you know.
But people do think that you can't wear patterns. We get a lot of times
oh,
people
no.
get those stipulations, and the photographers always said, know this, know that, no patterns, you know, no stripes. And we totally get sometimes the stripe thing. But patterns, if done right, especially with a open ground and a tighter pattern
mm-hmm.
or even a more ground with even a larger pattern, it actually totally works.
Yep.
Just,
and for women, I would say, and this is like note to myself. So we talk about this all the time on the show. I don't wear a ton of makeup. And when I say I don't wear a ton, I mean, I wear lipstick and a brow.
And a brow.
And that's it. However, for these kinds of pictures, I would likely wear a bit more makeup. And since I don't know how to do that, I would probably get some help from a professional or somebody that really knows what to think about.
You have to be careful though, because that can backfire. I have a friend who has gotten some pictures taken after she's had her makeup done. It looks nothing like her. I mean, she looks totally glammed up, and that is not how she is at any point in her life. And it's disconcerting almost, because it doesn't, I think, represent who she really is. And so I think if you're going to work with a professional makeup artist, talk to them first and make sure that they're really representing who you are.
Yeah, give them some
direction
for sure. These are
not glamour shots, wedding day, like, you know, profile pics, which we're going to talk about in a bit. You know, these are how people are going to recognize you, and, you know, you're going to meet with people. It may be your LinkedIn profile, or it may be sent with a resume, or if you're doing speaking engagements or whatever it is. And for men, similarly, facial hair.
Are you talking for the people, or is this just something that you decide?
Well, no, I'm hoping Stace doesn't have facial hair, but
I mean, honestly,
couple chin hairs.
I was just about to say, pro tip, keep tweezers in your car, listeners, because the best and worst time to find a chin hair is when you're driving and you're like, are you kidding me right now? But the light comes in at a certain way and you can totally nab that sucker. So yes, keep those rogue chin hairs and facial hairs neat.
Oh my goodness.
What? It is a thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
And people don't talk about it. And I'm like, you know what? I am talking for the people.
The people.
Okay. Is it bad that when your chin hairs actually are starting to turn gray? That's not cool.
You can't see them.
Yeah. This is when you use your car mirror.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But anyway, like, you know, that's totally happened to me like literally this morning. Anyway.
Okay. We're off the rails.
Of course we're off the rails.
Especially with that chin hair thing.
Well, it is a real tip.
It's a real tip.
It's a real life
tip. It's a real tip.
And keep tweezers in your car, and you'll thank me. And you can also, if you have really long nails, use it to grab your credit card out of the slot when you're getting gas and stuff. I learned that one from Annie, who has very long nails sometimes.
Okay.
And so trying to grab her credit card out, she can't grab it because her nails are so long.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but anyway. Okay. So what other things?
Well, I got something that happened to me. I had to get a new passport photo taken. So, you know, the background is nothing but white. And so I made sure you can't wear anything. And, you know, like you can't have a scarf. You can't.
Right.
I think the guy actually had me take my necklace off. Like, it's very basic. I could keep my earrings in, but I wore an orange sweater. So at least there's a pop of color in that picture, because otherwise you can't smile anymore. You can't, you know, it's so many restrictions. And I thought, well, that was my one little piece of rebellion, was to have a bright pop of orange in my sweater. So
there you go.
Yeah, I did not like my passport photo when I had taken it last time. It looks like you can just go and erase the bars. It's like, it looks like a prison photo.
Well, you can't smile.
It looks really, really tough.
Yeah.
I was like, I shouldn't have wore a denim shirt with a black t-shirt underneath of it.
Oh, my gosh.
It was.
Yeah.
It was
Folsom City or Folsom Prison Blues.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's
a horrible, horrible picture.
Wow.
So, fortunately, I'm actually having it redone. So, and
of course
I think I'm
going to
wear a suit and tie.
So, you know, other quick takes, because I really want to spend time talking about the dating profile stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so let's talk about real quick on the professional one. For men, especially well-groomed, I think is really important. Make sure that
should we take a break on the passport prison cell note and then
come back?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
We'll take a break now, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up talking about things that you want to consider for professional pictures, and then we're going to talk about dating profiles. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no-obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Hey, we're back. It's the Wise Guys with Wisdom from the Wardrobe, and we are talking about something that we work with a lot of clients on, and that is both professional pictures that you have taken and what to do, what not to do, and also dating profile pics. And luckily, Lady P set us up for success with some tips and tricks to consider besides our usual random nonsense.
Random nonsense.
Right. Hey, chin hair thing is key.
It is key.
So what did we miss that Pamela suggested that we bring up?
Let's see. She had said we talked about the makeup thing, which I think was a great point that Beck had. But you, and like Stacey, so at least do, if you're not a makeup wearer, at least do a lip, if you're a lady, at least do a lip and brow.
Yep.
I think that's really important.
Yeah, nobody wants to look pale and washed out in any kind of photo.
This is totally Lady P.
Oh, yeah. she made a point of saying, make sure that your clothing is pressed and wrinkle-free.
Yes.
You do not need to look like you just came home and did the walk of shame and went directly to your photo session. That's
absolutely
not good.
Also, don't be afraid of color. We talked a little bit about the pattern, but don't be afraid of color. I love that, Pat, Beck, you talked about you were, even for your passport, an orange, you know, sweater.
Yeah.
So always tell people, don't be afraid of color.
But if that's not your jam, wear fuchsia, wear, you know, wear yellow, wear something that's, you know, your color of choice.
And you can accessorize. You know, like one thing that I would say is bring a few items because, you know, one, don't leave it to the last minute. That will just stress you out.
Oh, yeah.
And so pick some outfits. I don't know. Maybe contact Michael Bruce Image Consulting and fill out the personal style assessment, a.k.a. the PSA, and say to us, hey, I really need some help with us. And then we could come in and give you some looks that you actually feel comfortable in.
Right.
That you can move in, that you're not fidgeting. That's the number one thing where you're not picking at something and feeling like, oh, my gosh, I'm now like I'm wearing something that's out of my comfort zone. And bring some clothes to change into.
Yeah, we have when clients ask us about our services for dating profiles or professional headshots or professional photo shoots, they're always like, well, what are you guys going to be doing on site? We're like, it's a lot of the prep work beforehand. It's picking your outfits, making sure your color palette works with the background, where we're going to be, the location, and then actually on site, making sure that things are tightened and buttoned. And
well, and this goes into the dating pics a bit. You know, we also, like, I'll take pictures of Bruce at times, and I purposefully, he's like trying to look all like, look at me, I'm all styled and dialed, and I then proceed to make him laugh because I'm like, all right,
natural
Mr. Pufferfish, like, you know, that's not,
I'm just
necessarily
trying to throw out the magnum,
right. So basically it's like you need to show up, and so having a team that has worked with you and knows you can really lighten the mood so that you can have pictures that are not so obviously a photo session.
Eric, did you get the Magnum reference, Eric?
I didn't. I
come on, Zoolander.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was thinking Magnum P.I.
No.
I was like, Bruce wearing a big mustache?
Back in the day, I had one, but not, it wasn't that big. Yeah, absolutely. You've seen the pictures.
So I mean, I feel like we've transitioned a bit to the dating pics, and you know, you don't really want to use your corporate headshot as one of your profile pics,
right?
I mean, that just feels wrong, and you want to look like yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the dating profile it's become actually more and more popular. You're hearing people that are getting these dating profile pictures that want to go on multiple different apps or sites and things like that.
Think of it as your senior portraits from high school.
I think you want to make sure that your outfits
cleavage?
With oh my gosh, with cleavage.
And fish.
And fish. Want to make sure your outfits actually reflect your personality. So if you're wearing clothes that literally aren't you, then it shows in pictures.
Right. Like if I suddenly showed up with a face full of makeup and like va-va-voom.
You'd be like, Stacey?
Like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And, you know, and go ahead and represent who you are. Mm-hmm. And that's something that is really important in what you're wearing, like, you know, wonky angles or wearing something that's out of character.
Yeah.
Like that person will never see you wearing those clothes.
Right.
And, you know, and go
make
ahead.
Sure it represents you.
Right. And your body and,
yes,
you know, how you look.
Yeah.
I mean, rock whatever you got going on.
Yeah. I was walking the other day, and I actually walked past a guy that looks like he was getting some dating profile pictures taken, which I thought was interesting. Is it was a cold, crisp morning, and he was wearing a black V-neck short sleeve T-shirt against a background with like bright colored trees and, you know, all that other stuff. And I was like, you could tell it's fall. I probably wouldn't have done a black V-neck short sleeve T-shirt.
He was trying
to make his pecs look taut.
You did say that.
I mean, you know, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do.
Oh my gosh. I would have worn something that was more in line with the season.
Yes, but maybe he can't do this for every season. So maybe he needs it to, like, I mean, not everybody can afford to have photos taken for every season.
No.
I would say that the differences, I think, between a dating site and a more corporate headshot is often headshot is really from, well, I'm going to say it, the nipple line up.
Yes.
And a dating profile picture might be more from the waist up. So I think you need to think about what's happening at your neck when it's more corporate. But because a dating profile is going to show a little bit more of your top, you kind of need to think about more than just what's happening at your neck.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. And I think you get to show your personality way more freely. Like, you know, you get to have the big smile. Mm-hmm. You get to be, you know, laughing.
Right. Bring your best self to your photo shoot, for sure. Get ready, because you're going to be wearing a lot of smiles, you know, that day.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're somebody that is very emo, and you're looking for someone that's equally emo.
But that's one of the things not to do. Is you don't want to, you know, we looked at that site we were talking about, like, things not to do.
Don't look like a serial killer.
Don't look like a serial killer. That's like the number one thing. Don't look like a serial killer.
Well, you need to be approachable, and the best way to be approachable is to be yourself. And the best way to be yourself is to wear what you would wear in your everyday life. And again, you know, the fidgeting, the discomfort, the, you know, buying something that is, you know, a whole brand new outfit, you know, for this event, and then being completely uncomfortable in
it. It's not you.
It
doesn't work.
It shows.
I think well grooming is key. I would say, I mean, a fresh haircut or hairstyle.
Yeah, but not like
but
day
it doesn't
of
have to be
day,
day
after,
of. You know, it doesn't have
like
to be
week.
Like, yeah, you need a week.
Yeah.
Kind of got to grow in a little bit.
It needs to be like how you then, because
are gonna style
whenever
it.
I come home from getting my hair done, I'm always like, that's sort of how I would do it, but like.
Let me get my fingers through it.
I need to brush it with my own fingers.
Absolutely, my own finger comb.
And, you know,
and
like,
that's how it's going to look.
Right, because she uses a real brush.
And you don't own a real brush.
Right. So, you know, those kinds of things, like being realistic about your approach to that. And the same thing with like the makeup. Like, I don't think I would do professional makeup on something like that. You know, with the corporate, I agree with you, Beck. I know somebody else that was doing pictures for the back of a book cover. And, you know, she brought somebody in and they didn't discuss beforehand what the look was to be. And it was way too much. So she had to when the makeup person left, you know,
it
was like she ended up taking it off.
Yeah.
So for a professional picture, you know, if you're terrible at makeup, then fine, get help, but make sure that you let them know that what the expectations are.
Yeah, to say my daily routine is this. I don't want my headshots to look so much like Bick said, so different than actually who I am.
Right.
You know, it's like the back in the day, Eric, where you get all the glam shots and then we have the artists come in and you get their glam shot. And then you see him in person. You're like, oh, okay.
Wait, time out. Did Eric get glam shots?
No.
No, he's thinking of radio stuff.
When we worked in radio.
Oh, I know, but boy, would I not love to see some of those. I could picture him like leaning on one elbow. Like,
hey, Eric, do you have some glam shots?
How you doing?
I'm afraid I don't.
Oh, I love it. How you doing? Well, and those shots were such like a facade, right?
They were, yeah.
I mean, like.
They were filtered and,
right. Like, it was Cybill Shepherd
Cybill Shepherd, remember? Yeah.
Right.
They filtered every single shot.
And speaking of that, the other thing is filters.
Yes.
Don't be cutesy bootsy on dating apps and your pictures and
keep it simple.
And apparently, according to one of my daughters who has been known to go onto these sites looking for Mr. Right Now, the whole like trope of like men, like I'm fishing, look at the giant fish that I got. That just feels like a very much like a look at how much of a man I am. You know, like, do you ever really go fishing? And you know,
what if you are a fisherman?
Well, if you are a fisherman, then it's probably going to show up in your other pictures and in your like things that I like to do.
Absolutely.
So if it's authentic to you, go for it.
Right. But
if it's not, like,
pretend like you're fishing and you're not.
Right.
Yeah. I think, Stace, you just kind of nailed it. Is you kind of want these pictures, whether they're corporate or dating sites or whatever, to be authentic to who you are. Even like, honestly, my passport photo, my driver's license, I still have dark hair. It's not authentic to who I am. And I hate using it as an ID because that's not who I am anymore.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, I want it to be authentic to me so that they don't have to do a double take. Like, that's not really you. I want my pictures to look like me.
I
so,
got you.
Anyway.
Okay, real quick, let's set one thing we haven't talked about. It's coming up.
Uh-oh.
Family photos.
Oof.
For the holiday. Christmas card, family photos. Any tips?
Stay out of the picture.
Suck it in.
Would you say suck it in? Stay out of the picture and suck it in. There you go, listeners.
I take pictures of the kids. And
you
I'm
do.
Like, people don't want to see me. They want to see the kids. So I just
well,
stay
I
out
disagree
of the picture.
With that.
I disagree.
People do want to see you.
People want to see
I
you.
I think you should be in the picture.
Well, yep. I will take it under advisement, and then I will ignore that, and I will continue to do what I have done.
For years.
For
just
years.
Just the kids. Mm-hmm.
However, I mean, really, at the end of the day, just... like, don't send the Christmas letter about how everything is perfect.
No,
don't
man.
Send
just
the Christmas card where everything is perfect. I usually end up picking one of the pictures that I take where one of my kids looks like a total wackadoodle. And honestly, like, that represents who they are. Kind of. Like, you know, like, just...
Mid-sneeze. Like,
whatever. I mean, if your kids, one of your kids is sneezy, then yes. All right. Well, on that note...
So you guys don't like the whole family plaid, kind of everyone wearing the same thing kind of picture?
We could talk about that maybe next week or something.
It's interesting.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want to connect with us and get more tips and help and suggestions, you know where to do it. MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com.
Thanks,
Have a
everybody.
Good week.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.